Of course, today is 9/11. I got to welcome Brother Harold in with us this morning. I was just talking to Catherine, and I said, it hit me, and I said, I suddenly I become my grandma, because I was like, my God, you weren't alive. I think that thought doesn't really go through my mind very often, but 9/11 for these kids, that's like Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm. There's a full generation of folks that we're not experiencing the details in our country, the things that people went through, the 2,606 people that passed away in less than 2 hour time period. And it was very impactful on our communities and across the land. And to be honest with you, across other countries when they saw our response and what we did.
Where were you?
I was at Trustwell Systems in Princeton, Kentucky, and I was walking down the hallway dealing with some maintenance issues and stuff, and a telephone call came in to our plant manager that said something is wrong. And we turned on the radio and stayed on the phone with them at home watching on the TV set. That was at about 8:55, something like that. And then we pursued that information as we were out there, and about probably 9:30-ish, we shut the plant down and went outside to have a prayer time as a group of people that were concerned about what was going on.
I'll never forget that morning. I was on the air up in southern Illinois, and my sweet morning partner, Wes, he's up in heaven today, so good morning, buddy. But that was one of those mornings that everything went haywire really quick. And if you've ever been anywhere around the radio station, when things happen, you've got the little sirens and little beepers mm-hmm. and all the things going on. I've never heard there was things that were going off that I don't remember ever yes. going off.
Yeah.
And it was all at the same time. It was southern Illinois, so there was a plane that they couldn't find that was over our head somewhere. They thought at the time. So there was just chaos everywhere.
Everywhere.
And it happened at 8:46. And I looked up at that clock a second ago, and it said 8:46. So that's one of those times that I don't think anybody that was breathing or alive doesn't forget where you were or what you were doing. But this is what we want to talk about this morning, because on this day, 23 years ago, every September 11th, it's a stark reminder. It's the most horrific national event in any of our lifetimes, hopefully, that we'll ever see. 246 people boarded their morning flights. They were going about their day, going to some meeting somewhere. 2,606 people went to work for another day at the office that day in the Twin Towers. 343 firefighters headed off to their morning shift. When you see some of our guys going into work every morning, I see the trucks go by. I see Brent go by in the mornings. That's just what they were doing. 343 of them headed off to their morning shift. 60 police officers loaded up in their patrol cars and headed to work. There were 8 paramedics that were restocking their ambulance and their bags and making sure they had what they needed for the day. None of those folks, none of them, would see past 10 o'clock this morning, September 11th, 2001. It's an event that claimed lives of nearly 3,000 people at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, Pennsylvania. Of course, the attacks that day didn't discriminate against age, race, religion, politics. It didn't matter. They aimed to tear apart the very fabric of what our country stood for. And that was their mission.
At 8:46 a.m., Flight 11 crashed into the North Tower. Almost instantly, the World Trade Center was shrouded in black, billowing smoke and smoldering ash. 17 minutes later, at 9:03, Flight 175 struck the South Tower. At 9:37, Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon, prompting Operation Yellow Ribbon and closing U.S. airspace. At 9:59, the South Tower collapsed, and at 10:03, Flight 93 plowed into an empty field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, after passengers heroically stormed the cockpit. The North Tower fell at 10:28. In less than 2 hours, life as we once knew it had changed. The attacks ushered in a new era of fear, war, even polarization. But in the days, months, and years following the worst act of terrorism on U.S. soil, unity prevailed.
Throughout America today, we honor the dead. We recall their valor and their sacrifices. We remember they gave their lives so that others might live.
God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. Into the ring of special thanks to the men and women of the United States military and intelligence.
After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
It's a great hour for USA, great day for USA.
I'm proud of the guys that were willing to go out there and take care of business.
One thing they didn't count on was the lengths that U.S. citizens were willing to go for one another. Those who rushed into burning buildings to save those trapped inside the passengers on United Airlines Flight 93, who prevented hijackers from crashing into the U.S. Capitol building that morning. Of course, this morning we're going to reserve a moment of silence for those who didn't make it out, for those who gave their lives to save a stranger, and those in our military that still carry those nightmares every day as they serve shortly after to ensure that it never happened again.
Father God, we come to you today on a day of recognition, Lord, where eternity was in mind. Lord, we pray for the families that are still alive of those that tragically lost their lives on 9/11 23 years ago. Lord, we pray that our country would recognize, Lord, the great need that we stand in of your power and presence and the need that we have to recognize that everything hinges on life and what you've given us. Lord, today, many of us remember where we were, what was going on, and Lord, the spiritual marker that it is in the lives of many, because we recognized the evil of this world. We recognized the need for unity amongst the people. We recognized, ultimately, here in America, our need one more time for a true and living God who was able to heal, take care of, and bless in the midst of all the tragedy and difficulty. Lord, we pray one more time for our country to come to a point of unity of spirit. Lord, for the sovereignty of our nation. Lord, that day we were crippled by the reality that something could affect the solace of the people of America. Lord, we pray for strong leadership across our country, that folks would stand up and once again be one nation under God. Lord, we pray unashamedly that our hearts and minds would be attuned to the very fact that, God, you gave us this land for the free privilege of worshiping you, a true and living God. Lord, for the first responders that are reminded on a regular basis when they respond to tragedy, when there are others that are reminded in the military that the reason that they put on their uniform is for our freedoms. Lord, those that have lost those that serve in those areas in recent days, we lift them up and ask that you'd bless them as well. But Lord, today, we just want to recognize this country for what it is. And that is, it is a nation that was founded under the liberty of your hand. Lord, today, would you just encourage America once again to be mindful that we need you, and Lord, we need your son, and Lord, we need to be on our knees asking you for the protection that's needed most of all. Lord, we thank you for those that ran in when nobody else would. We thank you, Lord, for those that have spent energy and time to recognize what's happened. And Lord, keep it on the forefront of the education in people's hearts and minds. Lord, we pray for the days ahead. Lord, that as we come together today for a moment and time of silence and recognition and unity, Lord, that unity would prevail. And Lord, in the process, it would no longer be about me or them, Lord, but it would be about what you want to do for this country. So, Lord, bring revival, renewal, and, Lord, for those that grieve today, whether that's just the memory that happened that day or they lost particular people in their lives, would you bless them today as only you can? We're going to praise you, Lord, because you're worthy. And, Lord, as eternity's in mind, help us to know that we only have today. May we celebrate it, live it out in a way that pleases you. And, Lord, we just ask that you glorify yourself. Thank you for America. Thank you for your love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Of course, a big motto for 9/11 each and every year is we don't forget. We got to thank our people, and we got to love our people. Thank you for the service. And at WPKY, we don't forget. Y'all love one another.
Well, I see him on the TV preaching about the promised lands. He tells me believing Jesus steals the money from my hands. Some say he was a good man. Lord, I think he sinned. Yeah, yeah. 22 years of mental tears, cries suicidal Vietnam babe. He fought a losing war on a foreign shore to find his country didn't want him back. The bullets took his best friends in Saigon. Our Lord has took his wife, his kids, no regrets. Any time I don't remember, and a war he can't forget. He cried, forgive me for what I'd done there, 'cause I never meant the things I did. And give me something to believe in, that there's a Lord above. And give me something to believe in, some Palm Springs, a hotel room. I got the call last Christmas Eve, and they told me the news. I tried all night not to break down and cry as tears rolled down my face. I felt so cold and empty, like a lost soul. Cold dark street, like bodies in an old bone grill. Underneath the broken old neon sign, used to read Jesus sings.